yeah.
For sure. We need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists. Because, you know,
that, man,
yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Listen, this is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip-hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quickly, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually has the skill of dictation.
Many faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. Tailor-made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York.
Yes, yes indeed, yes indeed. Peace and love, once again, peace and love. Man, I just had a coughing fit like 12 seconds before airtime. Yo, I had to share that with y'all. I almost died right there. Yo, would have been hearing nothing but airtime. But instead, you're hearing me. It's your man, Manny Faces. This is the New York Hip Hop Report. Once again, I don't know, we're up to episode 100 and something. I keep losing count. I keep forgetting to check the numbers. Basically been running this for about 3 years or so, you know, mostly every Sunday night, although in the past couple of months, we've been sort of dipping and dodging, coming in and coming out. We apologize for the inconsistency, but, you know, we're working on some bigger and better projects and also a different look for 2016. So stick with us, man. You've been rocking with us this long. We appreciate you very much. Once again, we are brought to you by Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com, the number one website for New York area hip hop, music and culture and events. You could always check that out. Especially our online event calendar. If you're looking for hip-hop events in the New York City area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, we try to show some love to our, you know, outer boroughs, so to speak, and Strong Island, Long Island, where I rep. I'm usually joined by my man, my mellow Steve Ortiz, up in the Bronx, where the people are fresh. Steve won't be joining us tonight. He's traveling out and about, so I will be holding it down, Dodo, for a little bit. And that's okay, because I got a couple of things I want to tell you about. A couple of events that are coming up this week. We have a ticket giveaway. That's always awesome. We got some free ticks. I want you guys to be able to partake in. And then I got a little, I got an announcement. I did an interview on another show, on sort of my other show, and I want to make sure you heard what I had to say on that show, on this show. So it has to do with hip-hop and a new organization that I've started that's going to be doing some important and interesting work. So I want to make sure y'all know about it. So, once again, the New York Hip Hop Report brought to you by birthplacemag.com here, you know, a lot of Sunday nights, let's just say that. But we're live and direct, so if you're tuned in listening to us live, we thank you very much. We know there's a lot of places you could be right now. You choose to be here with us. That's dope. If you are like one of the hundreds and thousands of people that listen to us on the archive, shouts to you as well. Join us Sunday nights at 10 p.m. and participate if you have anything on your mind, any suggestions, complaints, praise. I especially like praise, so if you got some of that, then you could always call us up anytime during the show, 646-378-1282. And since I'm flying solo by myself, I'll try to get you on. I try to notice that you're on there. Steve usually handles everything. I don't know if I can go on without Zeev. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try. So first things first, I want to let you know that this episode of the New York Hip Hop Report is brought to you by The Spinning Wheel, happening at Brick. This is a new sponsor for us, so shouts to Brick. Brick is a wonderful arts organization and venue over there, right in the downtown Brooklyn area. They do a lot of great, great events. They put on a lot of artistic performances. They have a lot of, panel discussions, and they have a television studio, and they've done town hall meetings, and they have classes, and you can go, learn how to do TV production. And there's so much that Brick has to offer, so shouts to them. I've been watching them for a while. Pardon me. I've been watching them do that thing for a while, and super happy that they're teaming up with us on promoting this project. The Spinning Wheel, created by Baba Israel, Leo K, and Yako 440. These folks are doing a really interesting blend of hip-hop theater that we want you to check out. They're going to be remixing the archives of Steve Ben Israel. He was a poet, a performer, a really interesting figure back in the 60s. who worked as part of the Greenwich Village scene and, of course, throughout the world as part of the Living Theater. And Baba Israel, who is a hip-hop theater guy, he does a lot of hip-hop work. Him and Yako 440 have done work together, beatboxing and rhyming and, again, hip-hop theater. So these guys have been at the Blue Note. Shouts to the Blue Note that put a show on with these cats as part of their group Soul Inscribed. So a whole bunch of hip-hop and theater and interdisciplinary action and a multimedia show. It's going to be a fascinating lineup of events. These guys are also curating almost a month-long gallery exhibition at BRIC. So it's going to be something that's different, and you know I like to bring you that hip-hop that's a little bit different, right? So you're going to be able to get the radio rap wherever you tune into radio rap, and you might get some underground rap wherever you tune into your underground rap, you know, shows on Sirius or online or what have you. But I'm going to tell you all about something that's a little bit different, and this is a really interesting project. These guys have gone and done it over in Europe, and now they are bringing it here. The Spinning Wheel will be running at the BRIC Performance Center in Brooklyn. They're doing performances on January 8th, 9th, 15th, and 16th, so you'll want to buy tickets for that. The gallery exhibition is running nearly the entire month, January 8th to the 29th. There's an opening reception on January 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. All this information can be found at brickartsmedia.org, brickartsmedia.org, and, of course, Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com. We have an ad running. We're going to have a big preview post about to come up. Pardon me. And so, yeah, hip-hop theater and using the, you know, the genre of hip-hop and beatboxing and rhyming and sort of spoken word to bring back to life, to remix and flip, smack flip and rub it down, the archives of a very influential artist, poet, and performer is really a unique way of using hip-hop to to bring something else to life. We see a lot of interesting things happening with hip-hop. Hamilton on Broadway, I mean, stuff like the Spinning Wheel. So big shouts to the BRIC Arts pardon me, organization and the Spinning Wheel. They'll be rocking all of January. Do check that out. Also brought to you this episode by Freestyle Mondays. Freestyle Mondays happens the first Monday of every month. This is the last Freestyle Mondays for 2015, happening tomorrow night, the 7th of December, Monday night at Meridian 23 on 23rd, 161 West 23rd Street. Again, a monthly event. This is the 14th year, y'all. 14th year that Freestyle Mondays has been a thing. Now, I say you don't get to do something for 14 years in New York City alone, much less hip-hop, if you're not super dope. And here's why. Freestyle Mondays will always have their world-famous game show rap battle where they pit 8 MCs against each other throughout the night. Random topics. They spin a wheel. The random topic comes up. They go at it, I guess, 8 Mile style. You know what I'm talking about. But freestyle, no writtens. That's the rule. Top of the head, and it must be top of the head. And you will see some of the most prolific freestyle artists in the world, but certainly in the city, coming through and battling at Freestyle Mondays. Also this year, Ill Spoken, shouts to the mighty Ill Spoken, the host and co-founder of Freestyle Mondays, has also worked in DJ battles, B-boy battles. So you're going to see, I think, all three of these tomorrow night, Monday night, December 7th. You're going to see a DJ battle. You're going to see a B-boy battle. You're going to see an MC battle all on the same night. All for free. So multi, you know, elemental display of dope hip hop with a live band, backed by a live band, mind you. Come on, man. Yo, if you haven't checked out Freestyle Mondays, I've been telling you this for years. It's the kind of place that no matter what kind of rap you're into, no matter what kind of music you're into, even if you're not really into rap, you could bring your mother to this show, and you could bring your, you know, somebody who maybe not even really familiar with hip hop or thinks that hip hop is one kind of thing, and you bring them to Freestyle Monday show, and they're going to be like, this is going to be a great eye-opening experience for them. So once again, the mighty Freestyle Mondays happens every first Monday of the month. Get there around 8:30, catch the early battles. Things start popping and building up throughout the night. It's done by midnight, by midnight generally. So it's not even a late, super crazy late night. Check it out, man. Highly recommended and highly enjoyable. It's one of my favorite things to do and see and be at and be a part of. So shouts to that. Shouts to the homie Ill Spoken, also offering DJ lessons, group DJ lessons, illspoken.com, freestylemondays.com if you want to check out more. Ill Spoken is ILLSPOKINN com. We're going to try to link to all of these things on our show page. So if you're listening to us live, we'll be able to get that up for you. If you're in the archive, then you see the show notes. We usually try to mention everybody that we're talking about. So the spinning wheel and then Freestyle Mondays. Lastly, this is where we got some free tickets to give away. So stay tuned later on. I'll say, you know, call me up or, you know, if you guys are shy and not really making phone calls tonight, then I'll tell you to email us. We're going to have a pair of tickets to see to this week's event happening at Les Poissons Rouges. Les Poissons Rouges, that's my French for y'all. Going down this Tuesday night, the 8th, it is going to be the downtown premiere of the Stretch and Bobbito Radio That Changed Lives documentary. Now, this is a super, super dope, highly anticipated, well-received documentary film that goes and looks at the history of the Stretch Armstrong and Bobbito radio show that ran in the 90s on New York area college radio. If you're not familiar with them, I don't know why. If you're listening to me, you probably are. But if you're not, these cats ran a very, you know, sort of ragtag, halfway chaotic, but very organic radio show in the 1990s and really introduced, you know, it helped. People say that it's one of the most important, if not the most important hip-hop radio show of all time. And I got to say that in my personal opinion, I think it's actually probably one of the most influential radio shows of all time, period. Just because of the time frame that hip-hop was coming up and these guys were getting that energy, that 90s energy, that vibe, that golden era sort of, maybe, you know, late golden, depending on, people have different ideas of what the golden era was. But, I mean, these guys introduced the world to artists like Jay-Z, who was unknown at the time, the Wu-Tang Clan, Big Pun, Nas, Biggie Smalls. Like, these guys rolled through this radio show before anywhere else, before they were anybody, because they were bubbling on the streets of New York, and that was the rite of passage. You had to hit that Stretch and Bobbito show to get anywhere. And it was before rap had taken over to the extent that it is now, where you could be on satellite radio, you could be on this 24-hour rap stations. Back then, you know, select areas and select gatekeepers, Stretch and Bobbito did that, but it was very much just for the culture, for the love. Like I say, real ragtag and chaotic, funny freestyles left and right. Like there's a huge collection of cassette tapes from that era that recorded this radio show throughout the years. It's their collector's items. And what Bobbito Garcia did is I think he's the main film guy behind it, put together this great documentary about their history and what that show meant to a lot of people. Again, Stretch and Bobbito Radio That Changed Lives. They're having their downtown New York City premiere screening this Tuesday night, December 8th, at Les Poissons Rouges. And you can buy tickets for that, of course. You can also win tickets for that. So stay tuned a little while. I'm going to give away a couple pair of tickets. And I got a pair to give away here. And we're also taking names and email addresses on birthplacemag.com. So swing over there, too, and put in your email address. And if you win there and you lose here, you could win there. If you win there, I guess you could win here, too. And then you'd have, like, two pairs of tickets. And that's kind of greedy. But maybe you'd give it to somebody else or, you know, maybe say, no, thank you, I already won. Please give it to somebody that's more deserving than I am, who tried to cheat the system and get tickets all over the place. But no, do whatever you want. Just whatever it is fine with us. We want you to go see this film. You can actually check the trailer on birthplacemag.com right now. Check that trailer. Really dope. Some interviews with big hip-hop stars and people that are important to the music and culture. And you can actually rent the video and buy it right there. You can stream it and download it right from there. It's through Vimeo. So you can do that as well if you don't want to wait and win. But buy tickets. Come to the screening. You know it's going to be a who's who of hip-hop in that spot. So Les Poissons Rouges this Tuesday. We'll take calls for tickets in a little bit. Those are our sponsors for tonight. So thanks, man. Well, I love when we have sponsors. It means people think we're important, and I like it. But we're only important because of you. You guys listening, man, once again, follow us on Twitter, NY Hip Hop Report. You can check all of our past shows at nyhiphopreport.com. We're also a free podcast, so wherever you get podcasts from, iTunes, we're on iTunes, and you just do search the iTunes directory, I think, on some other podcast programs. You should be able to find us, NY Hip Hop Report. My name is Manny Faces, and I'm dying. My throat and everything, maybe it's a change of weather. It's finally starting to get cold here in New York. It has taken its time. Shouts to Shamika in the chat room. We do have a chat room, so if you're listening, I guess you should probably see it, but maybe refresh if you joined us early. See if we're in the chat room and say what up to us in there. I'm trying to do multiple duties. Once again, shouts to Steve Ortiz, my co-host with the most. He's out this week and has rarely been out, so I guess I got to give him a pass. Shouts to Busta Rhymes, man. Now, we're talking about all this old school stuff, but just last night, man, a big show happening at the Prudential Center, was it? Yeah, out in New Jersey. It's part of Hot 97. Now, listen, you know, I have my issues with Hot 97. We all do that care about the independent and underground and real hip-hop, as they say. But, you know, when it comes to a star-studded event, you know, in the New York area, no one can really do it better still to this day. So, of course, Hot 97's Hot for the Holidays concert. Just wanted to shout out to Busta Rhymes, who put on an impressive show last night. We do give credit where credit is due. A lot of people came through and touched that stage. Cats like Redman and Method Man came out. Pardon me. Raekwon was there. Apparently Rick Ross was there. Fetty Wap was there, touchdown on the stage. French Montana brought out A Tribe Called Quest. Leaders of the New School were there. Did a version of Scenario, which was super dope. Of course, one of the great posse cuts of all time in hip-hop. Mary J. Blige and Lil' Kim linked up and did their I Can Love You joint. That was a dope joint. Lil Wayne was there, busted out a couple of joints. I think he did a milli for the stage, tore that down with energy. So, yeah, man, that whole studded lineup. Diddy was there. They did the Benjamins. You know, a star-studded lineup throughout the years, and that was a big show. If you missed that, you can catch a lot of the videos of the performances at hot97.com. One of the few times that I'll send you guys over there. But, nah, man, listen, you know, these are some of the folks that we grew up listening to, and they came down. So Meth and Red, I was watching their video, man, them performing, and they're just the tag team duo of the century. So shouts to the Holidays concert. On an independent level, a lot of things have been happening in New York, of course. I'll give you the couple that I've been involved with. Shouts to Genesis B. She was on our show last time. On our last episode, and she released her 7th full-length project. It's called Poly Trap, the escape tape. And once again, as we said to her when we had her on the show, a beautiful blend of style and substance. She really kicks kind of the exact vibe that a lot of people are asking for in hip-hop, that have been begging for. They want to hear people saying a little something, but not sounding like dated. It's maybe it says up-to-date music, but it's saying something. Female MCs, right? Quote unquote female, as they ever say, there's no female MCs in rap, you know. But here's Genesis B that's really doing all three of those things. Music is dope, it's contemporary, but it's not overly, you know, there's a lot of people that just don't feel that trap sound, but it's done well, it's well produced. She's saying a little something, but not sounding preachy. She's an excellent storyteller. She's kicking some stuff about what she's going through and what other people are going through. Great video and a song called For a Brownsville Tale. She's from Mississippi, but she's been in New York for many years, so she kind of has a blend of both of those sounds. Really appealing artist, really dynamic, and I enjoy her very much. I had the privilege and pleasure of hosting her album release. So do check out Genesis B's Poly Trap, the escape tape. You can check her out at genesisbe.com, and I think she's on Bandcamp. So if you put in Genesis B Bandcamp, you're going to get her Bandcamp page, and you will be able to check out that album. Really good performance also over at Santos Party House. We rocked it over there. She had a few feature artists. Napoleon the Legend hit the stage with her. A fiery lyricist, Napoleon the Legend. Shouts to him. Kid Lucky with his incredible beatboxing, just repertoire of beatboxing and beat rhyming, you know. You know, Shamika says in the chat room, Genesis B, not oversexed. You know, she's not oversexed. She's sexy, though, but she's not oversexed. Like, she's just, she's playing it so well that you can't, like, you can still look at her and say, oh, wow, you know, this is an attractive, young, intelligent young woman, but she's also kicking that, you know, beautiful rhyme flow, and she's rocking over dope beats. So, yeah, man, it was a great performance. Santos Party House was loving it, and it just shows that it could be done. You know what I mean? It just shows that you don't have to. It's a great point. You don't have to oversex it as a female artist, you know, as a woman in hip hop. You don't have to. Like they say, you have to, and you don't. You don't have to oversex your lyrics. You don't have to oversex your look. You can actually be this because the place was packed. Like this was Santos Party House. It was great. You know what I mean? and she turned it out. And if you listen to her album, Polytrap, again, style and substance, she's saying something and she's getting people to listen. And isn't that what we've been asking, a lot of people have been asking for in hip-hop? So shout-out to Genesis V. I saw her again last night, and I want to shout-out to EPM Events. EPM Events. Another, you know, often on this show, on the New York Hip-Hop Report, and certainly in my writing, I try to remind people that, you know, it's real easy to say that there's no, you know, women in hip-hop, right? Not enough women in hip-hop. And we say, listen, you got to stop getting twisted. You know, don't get manipulated by the mainstream media. Don't get, you know, we know it gets drowned out, but plenty of examples exist, right? And we've done this. We have entire shows about women in hip-hop and rattled off names and artists, and we've spoken to some. The same thing goes with activism in hip-hop, you know, people trying to make a difference, because we've talked about that. We've had entire shows about that as well, by saying, listen, we know it, if it's easy to say it doesn't really exist, and it's sometimes it's hard to see it, but you have to look, and you got to support it when it's there. Because if someone is doing something along those lines, like a Genesis B, and you're not supporting her, then she's not going to make albums, and then you have one less woman in hip-hop that's doing the right thing. Same thing to be said for activism in hip-hop and events like last night that EPM Events put together. It was through the Red Cross of the Greater New York Region. It was a fundraiser, gathering money. 100% of the proceeds went to Syrian refugee relief. So we've heard about in the news all these governors of all these states and all these, you know, red states and Republicans, and everyone wants to stop the flow of refugees into the country for fear of, you know, that they're, you know, might be harboring terrorists or whatever the case may be. And while that's a valid concern, I suppose, we don't stop helping people in need, you know what I mean, just because of the possibilities of what we should be looking for. So we should be taking in refugees as we always have been, richest country in the world, and we shouldn't be hypocritical. You know, there's a lot of problems with this country. The country has a lot of issues, you know what I mean, and whoever, depends on who you are, you might feel some type of way about the United States. But one thing that we do is we're supposed to open our doors to people and give them the refuge that they need from the situations happening in places like Syria. So regardless of what you think about Muslim extremists or all the political things happening in the world, that shouldn't change. And it was really refreshing to see a bunch of hip-hop artists come together donating their time and talents so that money could be raised for just this purpose. So shouts to EPM Events. They threw a great event over at Meridian 23. Shouts to Meridian 23, man. A lot of venues in New York don't really open their doors to hip hop, you know, and a lot of places have shut down that used to. So shouts to Meridian 23. They put on a lot of hip hop events, and we love them for it, yo. But yeah, great event. Again, Genesis B performed. Another fiery, fiery, passionate, smart, charismatic MC named Final Outlaw that we've talked to on this show in the past, and I've written about him in Birthplace Mag. I think he's one of the boys. I think he's one of the more dynamic wordsmiths in New York City for sure. Final Outlaw performed. We had Dime a Dozen performed. Young Cat really put a lot of energy and into his performance. Really cares about his stuff, man. I hadn't seen him in a while. I saw Dime a Dozen a couple years ago, rocking at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival, and he's got some new stuff coming out. I remember talking to him afterwards. I said, the last thing you performed, man, was really dope. You know, he was emotive. He put a lot of feeling into it, and it touched people. And I told him that, and he said, yeah, that's the new stuff. So I like the new stuff. So shout out to Don. I did not like the old stuff, but the new stuff is saying something. So I'm going to look out for more from Dime a Dozen. Stro was there, formerly Astro, formerly the Astronomical Kid. Guy goes back a bunch of years, man. From a youngster when he was like 13, 14 years old, spitting on a song with Shah Stimuli that I wrote up years and years ago. And, of course, he's grown, and you've seen him on The X Factor. So this young Brooklyn MC is evolving. You maybe recently saw him barking at Ebro at Hot 97, talking about how, you know, stations like Hot 97 don't show love to New York artists. You know, having that conversation directly with one of the quote-unquote gatekeepers. And keeping it real, you know, keeping it really real. And shouts to Stro because, you know, again, came through last night at Meridian 23 and put on a great performance. A lot of respect and homage to the past, you know, rocking over some classic beats, but putting his own spin on things. So shouts to Stro out there continuing to make pave a way for himself. And who else was on that bill? And of course, Chelsea Reject. Shouts to Duck Down Music, also in the house. Shouts to James from Duck Down. Chelsea Reject, another dope woman in hip hop. Really explosive energy. I like her flow. It's a little bit of that, you know, spacey kind of vibe that she's on. But great energy. Put on a great show. She's down with Duck Down Music. Duck Down Music celebrating 20 years. Just the other night at BB King's, a huge event at BB King's. Tables, sit down at tables, table, you know, and watch this retrospective of 20 years of indie hip hop. Shouts to the Duck Down family. They're good peoples. I've ridden and hung out with Smith and Wesson a few times. Shouts to Drew and Noah and James and Shucky Ducky and all the crew up at Duck Down that are really, really like remarkable how they've been able to keep, you know, that independent New York hip hop vibe alive when so many other independent record labels have fallen by the wayside. So Duck Down's Chelsea Reject performed at this event. I know I'm probably making you mad that you missed it because it sounds like it was a great show, and it definitely was. So please do pay attention to birthplacemag.com event calendar, man. We always, you know, keeping you up to date with some of these events that are a little bit off the radar, but shouldn't be, you know, stuff you won't find out on Hot 97's calendar or on their show because, you know, they're not getting paid. So why would they, or anybody, or a lot of other blogs and a lot of other, you know, places necessarily won't tell you about all these events because they're not getting paid. It's a fundraiser for the Red Cross. They shouldn't worry about that. So we try to keep our ears to the streets and give y'all all the great events happening in our area. So once again, shouts to EPM Events, and check them out if you're looking to put together an event. They did a good job. They're a professional. It was a great turnout. Once again, Meridian 23 helping out with that event. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Looking through my notes real quick. Once again, this is the New York Hip Hop Report with me, Manny Faces, from Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com. Do check out that event calendar. Once again, this episode is brought to you by the Spinning Wheel, going to be happening over at Brick Arts Media in Brooklyn. Really interesting, really thoughtful and creative blend of hip-hop and theater happening throughout January. There's a few performance nights, and then they're doing a gallery exhibition of all kind of works. And I like to say they remix a lot. They actually take old work by an artist called Steve Van Israel, who was very influential in the 60s, sort of anti-capitalism, you know, Rage Against the Machine kind of guy, and that kind of guy, someone who's speaking out against a Bernie Sanders kind of guy, you know what I mean? Speaking out against the powers that be, and taking some of his work and flipping it into multimedia, infusing it with hip-hop and spoken word and music, and it's a really impressive work, and I'm really happy that they're putting this on over there at Brick Arts Media. So they're sponsoring us. Make sure you go over there, brickartsmedia.org, and check out the Spinning Wheel. Get some tickets now. I don't know how crowded this place is. I don't know how well it's going to sell out, but this is like 40 years of New York City artistry being on display. So there's going to be a lot of interest in a lot of people. I do. If you want to see something different in hip hop, if you really, really, really want that something different, then this is where you need to be. Support these kind of projects so that we can get more of them. Once again, Freestyle Mondays, if you just really want to see that battle face-to-face rap stuff, then come down to Freestyle Mondays tomorrow night, Monday the 7th, Meridian 23, 8, 9 o'clock, somewhere around there. It's free, and you see an MC battle, you'll see a DJ battle, you'll see a B-boy battle. It's really one of the better examples of, you know, how expansive hip-hop could be, you know what I mean? Still is. People think of it so narrow-minded sometimes, it gets very painful. But really, if you're in New York City and you can't find the kind of hip hop you like, then you're not trying. You're just not looking. We've said this a bajillion times, you know, from underground, you know, indie artists that still rock that boom bap sound, and they don't sound old. They sound like it's a new DNA infused into, you know, that traditional purist New York sound, man. There's cats doing that all the time. There's so many showcases and shows that are going on weekly, monthly, that have been going on for a long time. So it's not fluky stuff. It's not stuff that's just, you know, a few cats that are trying to come out of their basement and make music. No, these are established artists that are doing great, great things. We're going to have a little roundup of the year, I think, soon, and we'll definitely be pointing out some of the organizations and regular events that you should know about. Again, you know, Freestyle Mondays is super dope, and they're a sponsor, but I was bigging them up before they were ever a sponsor. So we give love to them. And matter of fact, Birthplace Magazine is really a sponsor. You know, the New York Hip Hop Report isn't as we're the same, we're sister organizations, but I throw them in anyway because you need to come to see Freestyle Mondays if you haven't. It's a great example of hip hop in New York. But yeah, man, there's so many things from the Rocky Present shows that happen, you know, twice a month up at the New Yorican Poets Cafe to end of the week every Sunday, the Writer's Block concert series. There's just, you know, all these ongoing things, these ongoing movements in New York City, man, that you really shouldn't be sitting at home or sitting on the internet. I see this all the time. Sitting on the internet talking about, you know, today's rap is garbage. And it's like, are you out there, though? Are you supporting these independent movements? Are you out there at these shows? Are you buying these albums? Are you, you know what I mean, streaming these things online? There's so much out there, man. So once again, here's, like, I've just rattled off in the past half hour, you know, a bunch of them. Again, if you do want to see the history of where it all came from, Stretch and Bobbito, Radio That Changed Lives, the downtown premiere screening, question and answer, and then an after party. So it's a good night, man. Come through Tuesday, the 8th, at Les Poison Rouge. You get tickets at Les Poison Rouge. I think it's, what is Les Poison Rouge's website? You can go to Stretch and Bobbito, .com for info on the... the movie. You can see the trailer there. You could actually download the movie. You can rent it also right on Vimeo. So go to stretchandbobbito.com, but come down to Les Poison Rouge. I'm trying to get their website. Man, I need my co-host sometimes. Les Poison Rouge is lpr.com, and you can get tickets to come see them again this Tuesday night. We are going to give tickets away. If you're listening live and you feel like calling up, give me a call, 646-378-1282. We'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Stretch and Bobbito screening and question and answer and after party at Les Poison Rouge this Tuesday. Don't call me up if you go knock on go, though, because I don't like giving tickets and then people don't go. So if you really want to go, it's Tuesday, this Tuesday the 8th at, what time is it? What time is it happening? Let me make sure you guys are fully engaged. So that, yeah. All right, so 8 p.m., so make sure that you can get there. You're not working. Call us up, 646-378-1282. Don't forget, once again, follow us on Twitter, NY Hip Hop Report. We're there as well. So those are our sponsors and our friends that are taking care of us. You can do us a favor by following us on Twitter at NY Hip Hop Report. Again, you're not paying to listen to us. We're not on Sirius Satellite Radio. We're here for the people, free at last. And do check us out. Like I said, all of our shows are archived. So some of you might be listening on the archive. If you still want to grab tickets, we're going to be announcing the winner on birthplacemag.com tomorrow. So if you're catching this, you know, live or a little bit late, if there's still a little time, sneak over to birthplacemag.com and try to enter there as well, get those tickets. But big shouts to Stretch and Bobbito, man. One time when we first started doing this show, we were talking about something. We were getting into some conversation about hip-hop or whatever, New York, something. Some people were calling, and it was animated. Someone made the comparison. They were like, oh, man, y'all show has, like, that Stretch and Bob vibe. And, you know, to this day, it's really been the biggest compliment we ever had. And I personally, it's really a different vibe. It's not that kind of show at all. But just to even be mentioned in the same breath as these guys, man, you know, at least I used to listen to that show a lot. And, It means a lot that we're kind of trying to make that same kind of impression. Not more importantly, but just as important as the work we do on this show, part of our message has always been to try to explain to people who are jaded and might have forgotten, and to people who never knew, exactly how great hip-hop is, man. The hip-hop music and culture. You know, most shows or publications or outlets focus on the music side of things. We try to go deeper. Like I say, hip hop theater is different. It's not just emceeing, you know. We show love to the DMC DJ battles, you know, here. You know, we've had Christy Z Paybone on here We've shown love to graffiti writers and, you know, and B-boys. And we really try to make sure that we get all of those elements in. Recently, we've been talking about hip-hop education, hip-hop being used as a tool to educate. We talked about it, I think, in the last episode because we had gone to the Hip-Hop Education Center Extra Credit Awards. I wrote about those awards, and I wrote about what that organization is trying to do. And I think it's really important. So since I don't have Steve tonight and I don't have a lot to banter, and, you know, we're going to – what I want to do is I want to play pretty much the interview that I had at the tail end of my other show. So I have this other show called The Manny Faces Show. Shouts to bonfireradio.com. You know, when we talk about all this stuff about independent artists and how you have to go out and support them, you also got to pay attention to the independent media that's out there doing it. And it's not just me and my outlets, although, you know, I'm trying to do my thing, and shouts to us. But, you know, we also, again, give credit where credit is due. I actually have people know I have a vendetta against Hot 97. First thing I did tonight was I told you about a great show that Hot 97 put together, because my beef isn't going to blind me from the good things that they do. So I have no problem sharing the love and spreading the love about other media organizations doing their thing. So Bonfire Radio is one of them. I did have a show there for a while. I'm going on hiatus with that show for a little bit, but that show was biweekly, and there's like 20 episodes. You've got to check out the ManyFacesShow.com if you haven't already, because it's long interviews with really incredible people. I mean, hip hop legends like Joe Conzo, people like Mr. Green, dope producer who's made a lot of great music, was one of the last cats to work with Sean Price, rest in peace. Had a great interview with J57, who's blown up. Man, did you see that new Method Man video for Purple Tape? Method Man, Raekwon, and Inspector Deck, blowing up all over Facebook, million views, just dropped the other day. The Purple Tape off of Method Man's album, J57 produced that track. I spoke to J57 a year ago. You know what I mean? Because I know where he's going, and I know his story, and I wanted to bring that story to all of y'all. So really fascinating people. Joe Conzo, the great legendary hip-hop photographer, but a lot of non-hip-hop folks also. Lisa Russell, an Emmy-winning filmmaker, and Tume Gant, who just did a short film and blew up across the country. You know what I mean? Like, to tomorrow's legends on the Manny Faces Show. Now, I'm giving myself a lot of credit, but the point of the matter is that I'm putting that show, as great as it is and as great as Bonfire Radio is, and you got to check them out if you're looking for independent media. They have a great morning show. They have a great two nights a week. They got like a Coolie High, Cognac Time with Coolie High. It's like a Quiet Storm kind of vibe, you know, Tuesdays and Thursday nights. He gets down, his voice drops, and he plays music from all across the spectrum of all genres, and it's beautiful, you know, and he does a great job. The morning show, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, TK in the AM, from 10 to 11:30 in the morning. I listen to it at work all the time. You get the chat room. They talk about issues. Just so I could give you I could talk about Bonfire Radio, you know, for hours and tell you how great they are. Do go check them out. And anytime, they play music all day, every day. They have a bunch of different shows, mixed shows, everything. That's the radio station to invest in. That's the radio station of the future right there. Now, I say all that to say this. The show I did there is going on hiatus. Part of the reason why this show has been in flux last few weeks, just because I've been trying to work on this other project, which is a monumental task. This is really a bigger thing than just doing a radio show or doing a blog or doing a publication. I've started a nonprofit. I talked about it last episode. I started a nonprofit organization called the Center for Hip Hop Advocacy. I'm just starting to roll this out. I don't have everything in place yet, but it's important to get the idea planted, you know, plant the seed of the idea and let people know what we're starting to do. So it's really going to look at spreading the word about the expansiveness of hip hop, you know, broadening, as Shamika said, I think she used the term broadening, not the knowledge of hip hop throughout the world, in a write up. And super big shout out to once again to her and a couple of others who are starting to cover this story. I think it's so super important that people spread love about what I'm doing with this, because this is bigger than me. And this is to do exactly like I said before, is to spread the knowledge of the expansiveness of hip hop to people who need it. And that's people who are jaded, who don't think that it exists past the radio and the mainstream anymore. And also the people who are outside of hip hop, that are outside of rap and outside of entertainment. And they don't know. And a lot of people say that they don't care what those people think or know or judge hip hop to be. But I disagree. I think it's very important that people outside of hip hop gain a better understanding of what hip hop is for hip hop to be able to survive without being reduced to its lowest common denominator, which is radio rap and mainstream hip hop. There's a place for that. I never, want to censor or discount mainstream radio rap. I have no problems with mainstream current radio rap. I don't have any problem with any subgenre of rap. I don't have any problems with any of that, except to say that there's no balance and there's no understanding and there's no real effort being made to try and, well, listen, I'll let my interview speak for itself. The Center for Hip Hop Advocacy is a new project. We'll take this show out with this interview. If you want to know more about this organization or myself or what we're doing, you can definitely reach out to me directly at a number of different places. But again, my name is Manny Faces. You can get me at Manny@MannyFaces.com. And of course, any of my entities, Birthplace Magazine, NY Hip Hop Report, HipHopAdvocacy.org, info@ any of those will get to me as well. So here's my talk with Tasty Quiche. Again, she's the co-founder of Bonfire Radio. She's a co-owner of Bonfire Radio, and she's the co-host of the TK in the AM morning show, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10 in the morning. Super big shout-outs to her. And again, all media covering this will have my undying and unending support in return, simply because, you know, you guys recognize that we can't, be elbowing each other. We got to consolidate over something. When the rest of the world thinks of hip-hop, when we have something that's hip-hop and we want to bring it to the rest of the world and the rest of the world laughs because they think hip-hop is one tiny aspect of what it really is, we can't get anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, we get – there's people trying to bring hip-hop into schools. It's been verified, and it works. And if you blend these two worlds, it can help people's lives. But when they take it to those people that are in charge, they say, hip-hop, get out of here with that. So we have to help them. We have to bolster their efforts. We have to support them. That's what this center is looking to do. I'll let me tell you, but in a better way than my rambling on right now. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll take the show out. We'll be back next week, I do think, Sunday nights at 10 live. Still haven't gotten the winner yet for these tickets. You want these tickets, hit us up, 646-378-1282. I'll take calls off the air. If you're listening on the archive, you have a very limited chance. If you listened and I haven't given them away yet, then hit us up, info@nyhiphopreport.com. We'll give you those tickets to the Stretch of Bobbito screening. I'll see you there. I'll be there Tuesday night, and, of course, I'll be out and about checking out the scene in New York City hip-hop. So if you see me, say hi, and buy me a drink, man. I work really hard. Check it out. Here's my interview with Tasty Quiche at Bonfire Radio on the Manny Faces show, which is weird because it's my show being – anyway, here it is.
I have the pleasure of also coming to you live with my final guest for tonight, and that guest is me. So that's weird.
How are you going to do that, man?
Well, listen, I'm going to ask my good friend and station co-owner, Tasty Quiche. Hey, Tasty Quiche.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
To join me in what will be, for now, the last interview on the last episode of the Manny Faces show for a little while. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on hiatus with this show, and I really want to thank everyone who's been supportive, listening to us live and on the reruns on Bonfire Radio, also on the archives and iTunes. And, you know, we've gotten some good listenership and some great reviews. And this station is, my very, very favorite place to be, my very, very favorite radio station in all the land. You guys are doing wonderful things, and I'm so proud to be a part of it early on, because I know you guys are going to grow to bigger and better things, so I'm not going to go far because I want to be part of that party. So while I take a little time off to do a couple of other things, I do invite anyone listening to me to continue checking out Bonfire Radio. Morning shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Cognac Time with Cooley High on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have so many great shows on this station. Brunch in a Budget, the Jazz,
Jazz
Life.
Life. Woo,
that show is incredible. If you're a jazz head or just a music head, really, you know. The tradition will live on here at Bonfire Radio,
even though I'm
going to take a minute to do some other things. So I asked Quiche to join me for the end of this show and just kick it with me.
Well, thanks for letting me jump in on your show, Manny. I think this is my first time on the official jump in, like the official Jump in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we never did this before.
Not the jump in.
I interviewed you in a conscious.
Yeah.
So we did that. We did the conscious.
This is the jump in, though.
Yeah, this is the jump in. This is you taking over.
A little bit.
Yeah. I'm handing the reins.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, because you have a big project that you're. Because I feel like this is a lifelong thing.
It feels like
you can't turn around from this. Anything.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That's what I see. Yeah. I'm going to tell the people what it's called.
Okay.
Because I feel like you can't, once they hear the name of it,
right.
They're going to be like, oh, no, he can't turn around from this.
Right.
Crazy.
Right.
Time.
This isn't the drop it off.
No.
Yeah.
The Center for Hip Hop Advocacy.
Yes.
You just started that.
Correct.
Whoa.
Yeah, sounds official, doesn't it?
Okay.
Sounds real.
I'm trying to find out about you, though. Like, what is your pedigree that makes it so you can start a center for hip-hop advocacy? What is in your pedigree, good sir?
Well, you know what? It's actually remarkably easy to start something. You name it, and then you go out and you file some paperwork,
mm-hmm.
and you have a thing.
That's
you know what I mean? That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
I, for a long time, as an independent content creator and founder of multiple media outlets, have been covering in my spare time, really, you know, as a part-time labor of love for the most part, been covering the hip-hop music and culture scene in New York City and surrounding areas for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
In doing so, I've been speaking to artists like the guests I had tonight, you know, Genesis B, and spoken to, you know, you guys and a bunch of other people that we've, you know, come across in this entire thriving, progressive, I still say that New York City is still the most progressive, thriving, forward-thinking mecca of hip-hop music and culture in all the world.
Yeah.
And it still is.
Definitely.
You can't find anything, you can find everything hip-hop here. In the years that I've been doing this from a journalistic standpoint, I've always tried to maintain journalistic integrity, kind of go against the tide of the journalism business as a whole, much more against how hip-hop journalism is handled. And I've been looking at a lot of other things in my writing and in my work. And when you ask what is my pedigree is that I'm concerned. I'm a concerned citizen,
mm-hmm.
A member of the hip-hop community,
yep.
Long-standing, you know, I think. They don't think they actually give out little passes, but I'll put my pedigree up against anybody's in that regard. But I'm a journalist, and I know a lot of people doing a lot of amazing things.
Yeah.
And I think that as a culture, and I touched upon this in the petition that I put out to the FCC about how Hot 97, the radio station, sort of co-opted the term hip-hop to mean a genre of music, and that's where hip-hop lives. And yet I see hip-hop as a culture and a community being the narrative of what that means is very one-sided to the rest of the world.
And co-opted a lot.
Co-opted a lot.
So much.
So we've talked about it. And we've had conversations about it. I've written editorials about it. We've been on panels discussing it. You know, I've been, you know, watching and studying, and for now 7 years, you know, in my beat, covering my beat, which was New York hip hop, but hip hop in general. And I believe at this point, what I've discovered, or what I feel to be the truth, is that hip hop is missing a couple of very important things.
Mm-hmm.
It is not recognized or respected as a culture, even though it's defined as such by Harvard and Yale and Cornell and all these universities and all this academics and there's hip-hop pedagogy and we had people talking about it here.
The people I'm rolling my eyes about right now. Yeah.
who are up at this level, and they all talk about it on a very high academic, you know, level of what its importance is. But when it comes down to it, the American public, when you say hip-hop, it's looked at in a very, let's just say, shallow way.
It's to sell cars.
Yeah.
It's to sell liquor.
It's
to
sell music of a certain brand
your
style.
Ben Carson to get black people to vote.
Oh God!
Right.
Let me start it.
It's a gimmick. It's not taken seriously, like you said.
Right.
It's a gimmick in America.
We
go everywhere else.
Sure. Sure.
Not so much.
And it's something that's a recurring theme because we're now 40 years into hip-hop, and there's so many people that are doing actually great work. Again, as a journalist coming across these people, trying to interview them for the show, trying to write articles about them, trying to get our voice out there, tell their stories when we're being, you know, kind of beaten down by what the mainstream and the corporations have a hold on what is hip hop. You ask again. I just wrote a piece that is on the Center for Hip Hop Advocacy, and it talks about the area of hip hop education, and it there was an account of my discussion with an older lady who, when hip hop came up, oh, I know about hip hop. I just watched the VMAs.
Oh,
can you believe Nicki Minaj and her ass and Miley Cyrus and Chris Brown? Ugh, this isn't. And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, forget the fact that they're not hip hop, but this is, you know. So, and a lot of people will say, and I've heard this also, you know, well, forget them, right? Who cares what they say? I don't care. I don't listen to what's around the radio. So what? So what? Let them play the crap on the radio. Let these people think that hip hop is this, you know, this thing. But they're the ones who are signing the checks.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are starting curriculum in school, or they control the purse strings. They control, they green light movies. They green light projects. They rent you your studio space.
Right.
They book you for a show. They put you on TV. Like, these are the people, and this is what they think.
You have to make them understand.
So it's a little bit about, a long time ago I had the idea that hip-hop needs something like a think tank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where we come together and people of like minds, and we put out information and put out. And I'd always sat on this, you know, this idea for a while. Like the political parties have think tanks, and they put out polls that say this, and they put out
research,
you know, papers, right? Research. Yeah. I said, well, no one's doing that for hip hop. There's some good organizations in hip hop. Don't get me wrong. You know, again, super shout outs to the Universal Zulu Nation and Temple of Hip Hop, and, you know, a bunch of organizations which we want to talk about and highlight also, because again, the general public doesn't know about these organizations doing great work. But I took at it from a little bit more of a standpoint of, let's put together some research.
Yeah.
Let's do some research projects. I teamed up with somebody that has a long history in doing research. Actual, like, the polls.
So what does the research for the Center for Hip-Hop Advocacy look like? What does that look like in – what does it mean to me, TK, in Brooklyn, New York?
Right.
Running a radio station. Like, how can I use your research to help us?
Well, at a radio station, we have to get clever about it. But I can tell you this. There's an organization run by Martha Diaz called the Hip-Hop Education Center. She runs it out of NYU. And one of the things that they were trying to do, which this was coincidentally happening at the same time that I was forming this organization, one of the things they were doing was they were trying to get more attention to hip-hop being used as a tool for learning in schools. And not like, you know, on a rudimentary basis. Like, there's been some proven programs that say, hey, if you're able to touch students that, you know, with the popular culture that they're familiar with, you might actually make some dent in them. I saw some really cool thing where it was like, it said, hit the quan.
Hit the quan, yes. Right? The question.
Right.
Answer, underline. I love it. Yeah.
Right. So it was like this real great way to bridge the gap. So this all happened yesterday, but this is what we've been working on. So they were trying to get that situation. Our research, which we did earlier this year, happened to have covered one of the questions that they were trying to get across, which is getting hip-hop taught in public schools.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the history of hip-hop as a cultural movement, you know, or using hip-hop, you know, as a tool for learning.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, and I talked to my older friend, and she kind of, you know, guffawed at the thought. You know, how could you teach, you know, hip-hop? Hip-hop isn't worthy of being – the fact is, and our research shows, that nearly 3 in 10 Americans say, yeah, hip-hop is worthy of being taught in schools. That's 70 million people. That percentage goes up to 38%. If you ask people who have school-age children.
Mm.
So people, it's almost 40% of Americans with school-age children say that hip-hop should be involved in schools. Now, if I went to a school and said, I want to teach my hip-hop class here integrate hip-hop into the curriculum, they would say, yeah, hip-hop, not really kind of. Now, when I plop down an official research paper that says 40% of Americans agree with this, you want me to, you know, are 40%...
They at least got to think about it.
They got to think about it. It's going to raise their eyebrow and say, wait a sec, maybe we're missing something. Maybe we're not looking at the whole picture.
Let me raise your eyebrow a little bit with this, because then you start saying the percentages of people. Now, I'm thinking of the percentages of people that don't think that hip-hop is a valuable thing.
Mm.
I worry, or do you ever worry, that those people are under the assumption that when they hear hip-hop, they think, oh, you're going to teach my kids black stuff.
Right. Or at least, I mean, I have the pleasure of also coming to you live with my final guest for tonight, and that guest is me. So that's weird.
How are you going to do that, man?
Well, listen, I'm going to ask my good friend and station co-owner, Tasty Quiche. Hey, Tasty Quiche.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
To join me in what will be, for now, the last interview on the last episode of the Manny Faces show for a little while. I'm going to go on hiatus with this show, and I really want to thank everyone who's been supportive, listening to us live and on the reruns on Bonfire Radio, also on the archives and iTunes. And, you know, we've gotten some good listenership and some great reviews. And this station is, you know, my very, very favorite place to be, my very, very favorite radio station in all the land. You guys are doing wonderful things, and I'm so proud to be a part of it early on, because I know you guys are going to grow to bigger and better things, so I'm not going to go far because I want to be part of that party. So while I take a little time off to do a couple of other things, I do invite anyone listening to me to continue checking out Bonfire Radio. Morning shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Cognac Time with Cooley High on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have so many great shows on this station. You know, Brunch in a Budget, the Jazz
Jazz Life.
Woo, that show's incredible. If you're a jazz head or just a music head, really, you know. So the tradition will live on here at Bonfire Radio.
Oh,
even though I'm going to take a minute to do some other things. So I asked Quiche to join me for the end of this show.
Yeah.
And just kick it with me.
Well, thanks for letting me jump in on your show, Manny. I think this is my first time on the official jump in, like the official.
Well,
jump in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we never did this before.
Not the jump in.
I interviewed you in Conscious.
Yeah.
So we did that. We did the Conscious.
This is the jump in, though.
Yeah, this is the jump in. This is you taking over.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm
handing the reins.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, because you have a big project that you're. Because I feel like this is a lifelong thing.
It feels like
you,
it could be.
You can't turn around from this. Anything.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That's what I see. Yeah. I'm going to tell the people what it's called.
Okay.
Because I feel like you can't, once they hear the name of it,
right,
they're going to be like, oh, no, he can't turn around from this.
Right.
Crazy.
Right.
Time.
This isn't a drop it off.
No.
Yeah.
The Center for Hip Hop Advocacy.
Yes.
You just started that.
Correct.
Whoa.
Yeah, sounds official, doesn't it?
Okay.
Sounds real.
I'm trying to find out about you, though. Like, what is your pedigree that makes it so you can start a center for hip-hop advocacy? What is in your pedigree, good sir?
Well, you know what? It's actually remarkably easy to start something. You name it, and then you go out and you file some paperwork, and you have a thing.
That's
you
true.
Know what I mean? That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
I, for a long time, as an independent content creator and founder of multiple media outlets, have been covering in my spare time, really, you know, as a part-time labor of love for the most part, been covering the hip-hop music and culture scene in New York City and surrounding areas for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
In doing so, I've been speaking to artists like the guests I had tonight, you know, Genesis B, and spoken to, you know, you guys and a bunch of other people that we've, you know, come across in this entire thriving, progressive, you know, I still say that New York City is still the most progressive, thriving, forward-thinking mecca of hip-hop music and culture in all the world.
Yeah.
And it still is.
Definitely.
You can't find anything, you can find everything hip-hop here. In the years that I've been doing this from a journalistic standpoint, I've always tried to maintain journalistic integrity, kind of go against the tide of the journalism business as a whole, much more against how hip-hop journalism is handled. And I've been looking at a lot of other things in my writing and in my work. And when you ask what is my pedigree is that I'm concerned. I'm a concerned citizen, a member of the hip-hop community, long-standing, you know, I think. They don't think they actually give out little passes, but I, you know, I'll put my pedigree up against anybody's in that regard. But I'm a journalist, and I know a lot of people doing a lot of amazing things.
Yeah.
And I think that as a culture, and I touched upon this in the petition that I put out to the FCC about how Hot 97, the radio station, sort of co-opted the term hip-hop to mean a genre of music, and that's where hip-hop lives. And yet I see hip-hop as a culture and a community being very the narrative of what that means is very one-sided to the rest of the world.
And co-opted a lot.
Co-opted a lot.
So much.
So we've talked about it, and we've had conversations about it. I've written editorials about it. We've been on panels discussing it. You know, I've been, you know, watching and studying, and for now 7 years, you know, in my beat, covering my beat, which was New York hip-hop, but hip-hop in general. And I believe at this point what I've discovered, or what I feel to be the truth, is that hip-hop is missing a couple of very important things. Mm-hmm. It is not recognized or respected as a culture, even though it's defined as such by Harvard and Yale and Cornell and all these universities and all this academics, and there's hip-hop pedagogy, and we had people talking about it here.
The people I'm rolling my eyes about right now. Yeah.
who are up at this level, and they all talk about it on a very high academic, you know, level of what its importance is. But when it comes down to it, the American public, when you say hip-hop, it's looked at in a very, let's just say, shallow way.
It's to sell cars.
Yeah.
It's to sell liquor.
It's to sell music of a certain brand,
your
style.
Ben Carson to get black people to vote.
Oh, God.
Right.
Let me start it.
It's a gimmick. It's not taken seriously, like you said.
Right.
It's a gimmick in America.
Right.
Go everywhere else.
Sure. Sure.
Not so much.
And it's something that's a recurring theme, because we're now 40 years into hip-hop, and there's so many people that are doing actually great work. Again, as a journalist coming across these people, trying to interview them for the show, trying to write articles about them, trying to get our voice out there, tell their stories when we're being, you know, kind of beaten down by what the mainstream and the corporations have a hold on what is hip-hop. You ask, again, I just wrote a piece that is on the Center for Hip-Hop Advocacy, and it talks about the area of hip-hop education. And there was an account of my discussion with an older lady who, when hip-hop came up, oh, I know about hip-hop. I just watched the VMAs.
Oh.
Can you believe Nicki Minaj and her ass and Miley Cyrus and Chris Brown? Ugh, this isn't – and I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, forget the fact that they're not hip-hop, but this is – you know. So, and a lot of people will say, and I've heard this also, you know, well, forget them. Right? Who cares what they say? I don't care. I don't listen to what's around the radio. So what? So what? Let them play the crap on the radio. Let these people think that hip-hop is this, you know, this thing. But they're the ones who are signing the checks.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are starting curriculum in school, or they control the purse strings. They control, they green light movies. They green light projects. They rent you your studio space.
Right.
They book you in for a show. They put you on TV. Like, these are the people, and this is what they think.
You have to make them understand.
So it's a little bit about, a long time ago I had the idea that hip-hop needs something like a think tank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where we come together and people of like minds, and we put out information and put out, and I'd always sat on this, you know, this idea for a while. Like the political parties have think tanks, and they put out polls that say this, and they put out
research,
you know, papers, right? Research. Yeah. I said, well, no one's doing that for hip hop. There's some good organizations in hip hop. Don't get me wrong. You know, again, super shout outs to the Universal Zulu Nation and Temple of Hip Hop, and, you know, a bunch of organizations which we want to talk about and highlight also, because again, the general public doesn't know about these organizations doing great work. But I took at it from a little bit more of a standpoint of, let's put together some research.
Yeah.
Let's do some research projects. I teamed up with somebody that has a long history in doing research. Actual, like, the polls.
So what does the research for the Center for Hip-Hop Advocacy look like? What does that look like what does it mean to me, TK, in Brooklyn, New York?
Right.
Running a radio station. Like, how can I use your research to help us?
Well, at a radio station, we have to get clever about it. But I can tell you this. There's an organization run by Martha Diaz called the Hip-Hop Education Center. She runs it out of NYU. And one of the things that they were trying to do, which this was coincidentally happening at the same time that I was forming this organization, one of the things they were doing was they were trying to get more attention to hip-hop being used as a tool for learning in schools. And not like, you know, on a rudimentary basis. Like, there's been some proven programs that say, hey, if you're able to touch students that, you know, with the popular culture that they're familiar with, you might actually make some dent in them. I saw some really cool thing where it was like, it said, hit the quan.
Hit the quan,
right?
Yes. With question. The,
right.
Answer, underline. I love it.
Yeah. Right. So it was like this real great way to bridge the gap. So this all happened yesterday, but this is what we've been working on. So they were trying to get that situation. Our research, which we did earlier this year, happened to have covered one of the questions that they were trying to get across, which is getting hip-hop taught in public schools, mm-hmm. whether the history of hip-hop as a cultural movement,
yeah,
you know, or using hip-hop, you know, as a tool for learning.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, and I talked to my older friend, and she kind of, you know, guffawed at the thought. You know, how could you teach, you know, hip-hop isn't worthy of being it. The fact is, and our research shows, that nearly 3 in 10 Americans say, yeah, hip-hop is worthy of being taught, yeah, in schools. That's 70 million people. That percentage goes up to 38% if you ask people who have school-aged children.
Mm.
So people, it's almost 40% of Americans with school-aged children say that hip-hop should be involved in schools. Now, if I went to a school and said, I want to teach my hip-hop class here integrate hip-hop into the curriculum, they would say, yeah, hip-hop, not really kind of. Now, when I plop down an official research paper that says 40% of Americans agree with this, you want me to, you know, are 40%?
They at least got to think about it.
They got to think about it. It's going to raise their eyebrow and say, wait a sec, maybe we're missing something. Maybe we're not looking at the whole picture.
Let me raise your eyebrow a little bit with this, because then you start saying the percentages of people. Now, I'm thinking of the percentages of people that don't think that hip-hop is a valuable thing.
Mm.
I worry, or do you ever worry, that those people are under the assumption that when they hear hip-hop, they think, oh, you're going to teach my kids black stuff.
Right. Or at least, I mean, like, yes, well, you know, yes, and it, when it comes down to it, yes.
Black people trying to take over,
sure,
you know, so
of
like,
course.
So
what I like about the numbers is one of the things that we found that, sure, there's a third of the percentage of the population that says that hip-hop should be taught in schools, and as somebody who, you know, was against this idea, you know, thoroughly, came at us and says, well, that means that two-thirds don't, so bleh.
Right.
You know, right, so, you know, go ahead with that. And then we're going to teach them how to sag their pants. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Right. But that's my point. That's exactly what they think it's about. Did you just spend the last 40 minutes listening to Genesis B,
right,
who's a hip-hop artist, who speaks about issues that have nothing to do with the sagging of pants and, you know, and the tropes that you're used to hearing? What's great about the research is that not only does it show that 30% of the people say yes, 30% of the people say no. But 30% of the people are unsure.
Mm.
Now, that presents a great opportunity to us. And that's what I think really made me look at launching this project, this center,
yeah,
because that means that a third of the population really aren't sure. Now, if there's anything that, you know, we're unsure about, shouldn't there be someone teaching it or,
yep,
you know, presenting it in a fair, unbalanced,
yeah,
and unbiased way? So it really says, listen, the third of the people who are never going to change their minds, well, they're never going to change their minds. Third of the people that know that hip-hop is something valuable, we know it's valuable not because we like it as a music form, although we do, not because, you know, it's where we, you know, congregate, and it's, you know, it's a popular culture of the time, and it makes us buy cars or vote for presidents. It's because we've seen it influence our lives in a positive way, okay? It helps some people learn to express themselves. It's helped some people learn. It's helped a lot of people get into music. It's helped people just, you know, music is therapy, right? You know what I mean? Right, this year in CNN Heroes, one of the hero recipients in the CNN Heroes things is Beats, Rhymes, and Life. They're out in the Bay Area, and they actually use hip-hop as part of mental health therapy.
Yeah.
Now, we know that, you know, communities, minorities, people of color don't always get the attention they deserve,
no,
with those services and you know, and the mental health, you know, issues, and some people, they don't talk about it. Sometimes maybe there's not resources. You know, poorer communities don't have the money or the resources. So they're using hip-hop to help people with mental health issues,
yeah,
in a positive way. They're a CNN hero. I don't want to wait until it finally gets to CNN for Americans to find out about some of these really great applications of hip-hop as a tool for making life better.
Yeah.
And I think too many people think, like what you said, it's ignorant, it's violent, it's, you know, it's ghetto, it's black, it's, you know, mm-hmm, all of these sort of negative connotations. Yes, all of that exists, right?
Right.
We all know that, you know, you're not getting preached to when you're in the club. Like, that,
no,
turn-up music is ignorant shit sometimes.
And I wanted to ask you, where does, you know, it's the Center for Advocacy,
yeah,
and where does the spectrum lie? You know, is it all going to be crunchy? You know, okay, we're only supporting this artist and we're not
right.
supporting that artist. I mean, at the end of the day, Nicki Minaj may not be the hip-hop type you want,
right?
But she is a part of hip-hop
right.
culture.
I agree.
So what part of the spectrum gets to be represented?
I think it's an extension of how I try to position myself when I've been doing my journalism work. Because I don't think that it's up to me necessarily and or the staff or the writers or whatever to decide what's proper or not.
Yeah.
I think what's important is to deliver an alternative viewpoint, you know, whenever possible to what mm-hmm. is generally out there. So when I say that there's organizations that are doing great things, we want to highlight some of these organizations.
Yeah.
When there are artists that I think are doing, you know, exceptional things, then let's highlight some of those artists. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's not necessarily to downplay or to say what's real. It's very much not to
yeah.
define
like,
what hip-hop is.
Have the real hip-hop
no,
argument.
There is
no,
because first of all, if you ask me, there is no real, like that's,
thank
a, yeah,
you.
That's a misnomer. But the fact, I understand where people are coming from.
Yeah.
And there's organizations that can do that. So I think what we have to do is say, listen, there's a broad spectrum of what can be considered hip-hop. We are going to advocate against some of the issues that are trying to control that narrative from outside.
Because mm-hmm.
if you're in from inside, you have a good, you know, you have an argument.
Yeah.
You have an argument to make. Chuck D has an argument to make. Ebro has an argument to make. They're in the mix.
And I think that in all the spectrums, there are teachable moments in everything.
Absolutely.
Every single 100%. Thing. 100%. Even
so,
the club shit. Teachable moments.
Absolutely.
All day.
Absolutely. It doesn't define, just like anything doesn't define the entirety of the music, the culture, or the participants. That's the message over and over we want to just say. That for every this, we're going to show you that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that this, you know, our that is the end-all, be-all, but it is the opposing, you know, side of things. I think that through journalism, we're going to do this. Through the research, which is going to give us which has already given us a very professional outlook, and through some outreach and
yeah.
some you know, workshops teaching, bringing this message to the public. That's the message. That's what we're trying to do. It's a daunting undertaking, but I think it's important.
So where can people, how can people support you, and where can they find the Center for
Right,
Hip-Hop
right now online, we are at hiphopadvocacy.org. Again, the Center for Hip-Hop Advocacy, hiphopadvocacy.org. It's really just brand new, and I want to give it some attention and some time. And hit us up. Hit me up. Ask me all the questions you want. You know, email us. You can get involved. We'll take volunteers. We take donations, tax-deductible. We are fiscally sponsored through Fractured Atlas. So we can take tax-deductible donations right before the end of the year, get your money in real quick. And, you know, if you want to help us out. But really just find out what we're about. And I welcome this kind of conversation because we want to make sure we do have all the right answers before we, you know, really start putting stuff out there.
Oh, man. You always have a home here at Bonfire Radio.
I appreciate it.
And we definitely can't wait to be part of more of your activities with the Center
yeah.
for Hip Hop
Advocacy.
Many faces.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to clap it up for you. I can't help it. I love to give a good clap up. Now.
I appreciate it. I know. I'm talking a mile a minute, and I just want to make sure that I get, you know, some of this stuff out. And I want to let people know why I'm you know, stepping away for a minute, because it's not because of, you know, anything else. I got to give it some attention. I think this is a really important thing. And I'm tired of people outside of the community speaking for people inside the community. And I'm happy to be that kind of pseudo spokesperson, but really I just want to pass along the messages of everybody else. And I'm going to make them listen.
You're going to make them listen. We have to be our own gatekeepers.
They're listening at the FCC. They're still listening right now. So that that FCC MS Communications Hot 97 thing is not dead. It is still active. So I know ways to make them listen. And while some of these organizations concentrate on the hard work they're doing, I'm going to help be their advocate.
All right. Now, Cognac Time with Cooley High is next. Stay tuned. We see you in the chat room. Thank you, Many Faces, for your dedication
Tasty
and work.
Keys. You're the best. Bonfire Radio for life.
Peace.
Yes.
For sure. We need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists.
I appreciate
you know,
that, man.
Yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
This is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip-hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quickly, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually have the skill of dictation.
Many faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. TaylorMade clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York.